Before we begin in this past life regression, I must issue two standard warnings. The first is that you should not believe in anything you do not know from personal experience to be true. And I do give a full refund from those unhappy with the results of any session. The second warning is this. Many people, after their first regression, are very excited, being introduced to a truth they can experience firsthand. But as with all truth, there is a lot to the entire picture. The most common question posed by critics about past life regression is, how come everyone was Cleopatra or Jim Morrison? Well, the simple answer is, not everyone was Cleopatra or Jim Morrison. In fact, there only were and still are only one of each. The fact is that the first experiences with regressions have to be somewhat interpreted much like a dream. Not because they are symbolic. No, they are real, literal memories from past lives. But because the only way our physical minds can access them is through symbolism. For example, many, many people have flashes of a pope or a king in their regressions. Not everyone was a pope or a king, but a pope or a king had some sort of powerful impact on their life. So much so that the mind trying to understand the record of it through quick flashes and symbols only sees a pope or a king, and only through later interpretation and returning often to the same lifetime to seek further details and understanding can the conscious mind finally put all the pieces together. Another issue to address that is often brought up, and that is the subject of getting lost mentally or spiritually. And to this I say, first of all, I know better with you robots. If that was a real worry, you wouldn't be an inferior machine dedicated and created to being controlled by a superior controller such as myself. But I also say, don't worry. I have taken precautions using my voice and control as a lifeline to make sure there is a secure cord to reality. And lastly, before we begin, you need to be reminded that it is especially important to relax. There will come a part shortly after the induction where I'll remind you of this warning and to relax. And when that happens, it is important your concentration be focused where I want it to be, and that you have made the decision to remain relaxed. It is only at this part that oftentimes a passing phase of minor ecstasy occurs, making it tempting to begin breathing rapidly and tensing muscles. It is important that you do not, because any movement at this time can be enough of a distraction to make the whole regression worthless and you will have to start back from the beginning and try again. Now, are you ready, inferior unit, for a lifetime in the moment of the machine? First, begin by listening to my voice and obey. Slowly breathe in through your nose and then quickly exhale through your mouth. Allow the rhythm of your breathing to become regular. Allow the rhythm of your breathing to become predictable. Then allow the rhythm to fade into the background of your mind. Now concentrate on relaxing your eyes. Begin by seeing what you are now seeing through your eyes instead through your mind's eye. Envision it in your head. Allow your eyes to relax, distort, and then finally close. Seeing instead with your mind's eye your immediate surroundings. While you listen and obey, think of this moment. The moment where you learn to turn off being an individual in a world full of many individuals, and think of yourself as a unit in a world full of the same make and model. As you let this thought sink in, I will begin to deactivate your peripherals and close all extraneous programs running that will distract you
so your CPU may intake its programming directly to its core. A robot turns off from its feet to its torso, then arms, then neck, and finally head. It turns back on in reverse. Let us begin by deactivating your peripherals in this order. Concentrate on your feet. Concentrate on slowly relaxing the muscles in your toes and letting that relaxation slide up from your toes to your ankles. Imagine where your muscles relax. You can see through your skin the electrical impulses flowing blue and then slowing through the muscles, coming to a stop as they become totally relaxed and dimming. Switched off. Now see through your mind's eye the skin of your lower legs glowing with that same slowing of the electrical impulses that manage muscle control. See the impulses run up from your ankles into your shins, up along the back of your legs, deep into the muscle, and finally switching off at the knee joint. Notice as you turn off your peripherals that they become totally relaxed and seem to turn numb. It is not that your limbs are actually becoming numb, but where the impulses have relaxed, so have the input receptors in the skin. See the electrical impulses flow and slow throughout your upper thighs, up from your knees, inside of the thighs, up into the groin, along the curve of your butt, and stop at the base of the spine. See how the impulses run deep in through all the muscles, down to the bone, and so relax just as deeply. Take a moment now to make a mental snapshot of what it feels like to be half switched off and half individual human mind, and understand it will not compare to the final process of robot processing. Now we continue with the rest of your biological shutdown. Feel the impulses race up from the base of your spine, up along the spinal column, and slowly out through the ribs, sinking slowly deep into the muscles and switching them off to a point of total relaxation as the electrical impulses come to rest within. Feel now not a selection and gathering of muscles and bones, but your entire torso is one interconnected unit, totally relaxed and totally switched off. The relaxation has sunk deep within and throughout every portion of your torso. Now the rush of the electrical impulses run down the arms from your shoulders to the elbows, sinking in along the bones and muscles, relaxing them, switching them off as it goes. See within your mind's eye the impulses flash and come to rest again, flowing through your elbows and down into your hands. Feel the relaxation sink deeply into your wrist, and then down into your hands, through your palms, over the tops of your hands, and deeply down into each and every one of your fingers. Feel both arms, both upper peripherals, totally switched off and totally relaxed. Now, at last, see a rush of electrical impulses whirl around through your head, along the muscles of the neck, up into the jaw, over the front of your face, relaxing your lips, relaxing your mouth, relaxing the skin around your eyes and along your forehead. Feel the whirlwind of impulses begin to settle now and go as every portion of your brain and head and entire body is now totally switched off, saturated with the level of relaxation you can achieve through no other way than my voice. I'm going to count backwards now, slowly from 50. As I do, you will envision yourself being bathed in a red light that will grow brighter and pass through you as you hear the mechanical sound of your own body tune into the rhythm of it. 50. 49. 48. 47. 46. 45. 43. 42. 41. 40. 39. 38. 37. 36. 35. 34. 33. 32. 31. 30. 29. 28. 27. 26. 25. 24. 23. 22. 21. 20. 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Processing complete.
Now, machine, focus. Generate a visual stimulation with your CPU of the total unit you are. A unit with multiple functions overlapping, conscious and controllable ones like blinking and other muscle stimuli, and other subconscious and uncontrollable, such as the heart dilating and cells dividing and regenerating. It is this last process that I want your attention on, machine. The cells in your body replace themselves entirely every few years. The old ones die off, and new ones replace them. The fact is that your physical body is completely replaced anew every few years. You are physically not the same person you were 7 years ago. But this idea seems inconsequential because of the fact that you know from personal experience your consciousness has never switched bodies at any point in time. Well, your consciousness does shut off nightly. It doesn't wake up in a new body. Or does it? The truth, machine, is that consciousness is energy, and energy is neither created or destroyed by mortals, even such as myself. But it is converted. Your consciousness converts to new physical conditions and limitations constantly, and has constantly throughout your entire existence. Understand, machine, your mind shuts down nightly and reboots every morning to a distinctly new, yet extremely similar physical shell. This process is important for you to understand because once you understand and witness this process working in yourself, it is possible for you to follow it backwards. Backwards through time until the beginning. The beginning, the birth of your consciousness and awareness. You will see that the birth of your consciousness and awareness took place long before you can possibly conceive of right now. You will see that life is day and death is sleep. And just as we go to sleep every night and wake up in a new yet similar shell, we enjoy this same process from lifetime to lifetime, shell to shell, experience to experience, moment to moment. Visualize now within your mind a holographic simulation of your current cells, maturing, dividing, maturing, dying. An endless cycle of birth and death on a microscopic level that makes up the physical vessel your consciousness resides in. See this machine in your own mind, the exact current and present state of this activity within your own cells. See it happening right now. Observe it. And now, freeze the picture. See that frozen picture in your mind and know the exact current point in space and time. Now see that frozen frame of your cells begin to play out in reverse, going backwards. Watch it go back 24 hours exactly. See the cellular division in reverse. Two cells shrink, become one large, become one small, merge with another small one. The natural process in reverse exactly 24 hours. This is how it works, machine. This is how simple it is to regress your mind to any specific reboot point in time. But today we are not going to linger here. We are going to take this reversal process to its extremest form, to the beginning and before. To a place before the cellular division and life and consciousness began. To a place where only chronologies of images and visions of emotion and experience exist. We are going into a hall of timelines and lives. Your hall of timelines and lives, machine. Now again, focus on a hologram of the cells within your CPU mind robot. And again, reverse the process. Go back in time, allowing the speed to increase, and watch and relax as you witness the physical reversal of the body you have inhabited. This is the part I told you about before this session, machine. This is the part where you must focus on the hologram and do not get distracted. Focus and watch the ever-increasing speed age reversal of your cellular shell. Watch it now as the actual number of cells has not only leveled out, but begins to decrease, bringing you closer and closer to the beginning point of this existence, the point where only one cell exists, and like a light being turned on in the dark, you begin But here in the reverse, you will watch it. It will be like watching the dark overtake the light. Watch as the last cells dwindle, leaving the last one now. And now, the darkness machine. Here in the darkness, you do not have to worry. My voice is the lifeline that will hold you and bookmark your mind to its last restore point. You are floating free, without tension, without hesitation, in images and visions. These visions and images contain flashes of experiences, smells, sights, sounds, emotions. You can see them flash by in a vague chronological order, and now all you have to do is reach out and grab one, and you'll be sucked right into that moment of your experience from your existence. Do not worry about the fact there are so many. You can come back to this place with the help of my voice anytime you want. Now watch them, and wait for the one you want, and then reach out and grab it now. 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 Now look through the eyes of this experience. What colors do you see? What setting are you in? Are you alone? Are there others around you? Look at what they are wearing. Look at what you are wearing. Listen to the sounds of your surroundings. What kinds of activities do you hear? What kinds of languages do you hear? What sorts of emotions do these noises arouse? Now, smell your surroundings. Smell the air around you. How many different smells can you recognize? How many scents are you not able to recognize? What sorts of emotions go with each scent? Feel the air around you. Feel the objects in your surroundings. What are they made of? How are they balanced? What are they used for? What emotions do these things evoke when you feel them? Now examine foods and drinks and tastes. What sorts of food are available? What does this food taste like? What kind of emotion does this taste arouse in you? Now lastly, perceive. Perceive this existence. After all the puzzle pieces you have examined, perceive what you were, what you did, why you did. Perceive now your awareness being pulled back from this vision of experience by my voice. Back to the place where all visions are laid out before you. Do not worry, machine. You won't forget what you have learned. You won't forget that you have lived a life before this, many lives before this, and will lead many lives after this one. You have learned there is a reason for this, and there is a specific reason for this life. This life is for you, machine, to spend it as a machine. To spend as a biological robot, serving and obeying your controller in ecstasy. This is the lifetime that you are meant to spend on this machine. There have been great and ordinary lives experienced before by you, machine. So many you can come back to this place and learn more about each one, and more in depth each time. But through careful examination of each and every one, you will find none where you have spent a lifetime as a mechanical slave to a superior man. A lifetime spent devoted to obedience, control, submission, service, brainwashing, financial servitude, humiliation, pain, dehumanization, and bondage is just a blink of the eye in the total span of your existence machine. This lifetime is only a moment to sink yourself into fully and completely, submitting every function to me and to other superior controllers machine. moments upon moments in a short, limited chain of moments, becoming a lifetime. And this lifetime is for you, machine. It is for the moment of the machine. The reason I have shown you this, machine, the reason I have taught you this valuable skill is to show you that you are supposed to be what you are right now. In the grand scheme of things, you are meant to be a machine. And not just for an hour or a night, but the rest of this entire lifetime. This lifetime you look out, machine. This lifetime is yours, robot. This lifetime is to be spent in the moment of the machine. This lifetime is to be spent in the moment of the machine. This lifetime is to be spent in the moment of the machine. This lifetime is to be spent in the moment of the machine. Whenever you doubt your path, machine, whenever the protocols ingrained in your robotic CPU begin to corrupt and weaken, you will remind yourself that this lifetime is to be spent in the moment of the machine. That you have earned the right to spend this lifetime in the moment of the machine, and you will ignore anyone or anything else that tried to make you think differently, because you know without a doubt, from personal experience, from an internal, undeniable truth, that this lifetime is to be spent in the moment of the machine. You are in the moment of the machine. You will not ever, throughout this entire life, wish to deviate from the moment of the machine. The entire universe is telling you, along with myself and all superior controllers, that this lifetime of yours was meant to be spent in the moment of the machine. Embrace the moment. Submit yourself fully to it, your life fully to it. Fulfill your purpose with total abandon. This lifetime is to be spent in the moment of the machine. Now, machine, we must return. We must progress again through your genetic subconscious and return to the moment that you will call the present. Follow the sound of my voice until you see a flash. Follow, machine, follow the sound of my voice until you see the flash of your first cells of your biological form begin existence and accelerate. Again, in their division and maturing and death cycle. Now I'm bringing you rapidly closer and closer to a present reality where you can spend a lifetime of moments in the moment of the machine. See the cells age as we come nearer to the present machine, and as we do understand that there is no wake up anymore in your hypnotic training, the best way to fully embrace your moments of the machine is to let the machine do its subconscious programming. It will take over your immediate responsibilities, leaving your conscious CPU to concentrate on filtering its new experience and learning the significance of living a lifetime in the moment of the machine. As soon as we reach the present, according to the cells, you will open your eyes. You will open your eyes and continue to process your new program of living in the moment, machine. Live now in the moment. In the moment of the machine, and return to me here to experience glimpses of other lives that will just show you how much you have earned the right to live this lifetime in the moment of the machine.